This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Of course, if the show's open, I'm going to go into this little choking thing, of course. This is The Life. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. It's Tuesday, so let's kick things off. I mean, I'm watching a lot of things that happen out there in the world, and this is one of the reasons I bring this guest on, because he is in a perspective that we can look at business from the outside. And this is, of course, Robert Patton of Sheath Underwear, the best underwear in the world. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. Thank you for having me.
I saw this survey that came out today. Rob Morse sent it to me. And they took a poll amongst Democrats. And for the first time ever, in the poll, anyway, I don't think they, you know, I think Democrats live in a world of theory, but they are looking at socialism very favorably right now.
I saw that.
Now, from the perspective of socialism and a socialism, if we exist as socialists, you would actually be running some factory that from the government directed. Underwear operation, wouldn't you?
I would, and my employees would probably be stealing underwear to try to sell them on the black market, because that's the only way you would be able to get ahead in
right.
a socialist society. When you
see something like that, I mean, you're a military veteran. You came out of the military. You had that idea. You actually took that idea and you made something happen with it. You saw it to fruition. I know where you were. I know how hard you worked to get where you are. You worked very hard to get where you are. And now you're sitting here and you're finally beginning to see light at the end of the tunnel. You're competitive with some of the bigger names out there. And then you see these yahoos wanting to give all of that away.
Yeah, they want to give my hard-earned money to people that aren't working as hard, which I don't mind if the person is old or, like, legitimately broken, you know, like, mentally disabled, things of that sort. But
right.
there's people that will take advantage of a system that where everyone gets a free, not a free paycheck, but a paycheck from the government. That is going to breed, corruption, you know. I mean, where capitalism can also have corruption, of course, but people in, from what I hear in, like, socialist economies, they will, like I said, just take, like, steal merchandise and sell it on the black market so that they can have extra money in their pocket, because that's just human nature. People want to be a little bit more comfortable, and they're going to do, if you can't just sell it for a profit based on a system that encourages that, you're going to do it anyways. It's just not going to be legit.
Having been, you know, born in a capitalistic society, I think one of the big things with socialism, I'm sort of the mind that you get assigned to a job. Whereas with capitalism, say you are in a place, and I've worked in places too that were unfair and sort of corrupt and everything else. And the beauty of that is I can leave.
Yeah.
I can leave them to their own devices and I can go somewhere else. With socialism, on the other hand, I think you're sort of assigned to a job and, I'm making a presumption that they would let you actually run the Sheath Underwear factory.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't. I might be just one of the employees. But, and then, adding on to your point about getting assigned a job, let's assume, like, this would be for the Me Too movement. Assume a woman gets assigned a job under some greasy old dude that's always trying to, you know, like, take advantage of her, and she sure. can't do anything. Like, but they're kind of the ones that are promoting this socialist agenda because they want equality for everyone, and everyone wants equality of opportunity, but not outcome. Socialist is guaranteeing this equality of outcome when there is never, you can't guarantee that.
Well, I mean, the premise is a guarantee of outcome, but it's their chosen outcome. And if you, like, for example, you as an entrepreneur, you just be another you know, brick in the wall. You would not be allowed to get out there and have an idea. You wouldn't be allowed to get out there and expand on that idea. And to its point, you know, like you look at China, you look at Russia, they're trying to run those as a communist country, but they have capitalistic undertones to them as well because, you know, communism, socialism doesn't work economically.
Right. No, it doesn't. It doesn't drive motivation, innovation. I get up every morning with a sense of passion and determination. But if someone was telling me you have to be a baker for the rest of your life, and that's not what I was feel like I was born to do or whatever, then that's just, I'm going to be miserable.
Right.
Right? I don't. And so, I mean, it's utopian. It sounds great. Everybody's equal, and we all dance around in a circle and sing kumbaya. But it's not going to happen. People
right.
are going to take advantage of that situation because this system exists in other parts of the country, and people are fleeing those countries to come here because they can't get ahead. And people want human nature to be a little bit like competitive and strive for more than your peers so that you can stand out for, I mean, maybe just for the ladies, you know, like we all want, there's a reason why we want to be successful, and it's to have a better place to live, to have a better opportunity for partners, and just to have some creature comforts. And if everything is equal, again, it sounds nice, and it might work on a super small scale, but then what about when people flood your country because everything's free? They give away everything? Like, how does that work? They don't see the big long term. They're like, oh, it's going to feel good for a second, and then people are going to probably rob you. I don't know. Like, but it's not sustainable. Obviously, it's never lasted, right? Or, I mean,
oh no, there's never been. And what the socialist wannabes around here, the new term is democratic socialism.
Right.
It's a hybrid of some sort.
Yeah, they think that we're going to do it right this time. You know, they just didn't do it right, but. So they're assuming that they're smarter. That's what young people do because they think that they know everything, but they haven't lived. No offense. And so they just think they don't think it all the way through. And it's kind of scary actually that they're like able to vote and pick leaders that could potentially change our entire government. That's been so successful and effective over the past 200-300 years. You know, we just skyrocketed past everyone based on a system that worked, and they want to change that? Like, why would you want to change the best system of government on the planet, as far as we know, to this day? Like, show me a better one. I'll listen.
Well, I mean, it's not perfect, without a doubt. But
it's
perfect. It is far better than, like, Venezuela socialist. You can look at how that's gone. I mean, there's fights in the street over toilet paper. So.
Yeah, and, you know, even in Kuwait, these super rich countries, they still have slaves.
Sure.
They just import slaves. You know, they're super rich, but you don't want to choose a job, so you bring in third country nationals to clean your bathrooms. We have a good system here. That's why everyone is trying to get in here. And then you have these yahoos trying to change something, and it's because the younger generation, maybe they're scared that they're not going to be able to compete.
We're coming up on the first break, and we're going to expand on this when we get there. We're going to find out. We're going to go way back in the Wayback Machine with you and Sheath. Sheathunderwear.com, that's where you can go. My name, Freddy, gets you 35% off. If you're not wearing it, you should be. Trust me on that one. We'll be right back. My guest is Robert Patton. This is Lock and Load.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And I'm talking to Robert Patton, and we saw something earlier today where the Democrats are wanting socialism. And, you know, Robert, your company is indicative of a lot of companies out there. You started out small, you're getting bigger. But it didn't just happen.
No.
What did you have to do to make that happen?
Well, it starts off with desire. You have to really want it really bad because it's really hard. But like anything, I didn't get taught how to do it. I had to figure it out along the way. So I just started by calling people and trying to figure out what it would take to get a product manufactured here in the United States. I got shut down pretty quickly with that, but I began looking around the world, and thanks to the internet, I have access to the entire world and all the manufacturers. And I put in, I found this website that's like a dating website for people that want to produce and people that want to produce stuff for people. And so I told them what I wanted, and all of a sudden I got 50 different companies bidding for my business, and started off with that because I had a few mishaps with that route. But as I kept, I didn't give up when I needed a new manufacturer and then needed a new manufacturer again. Currently I have a manufacturer that only makes underwear. So if you ever want something produced around the world, don't find a company that just makes anything. Find a company that specializes in what you want made, which is what we at Sheath Underwear have done. And we're very happy with that. But then you have to find customers and pay people, and or get them to work for you for free for the first few years, and with the hope of future income, and you build a community. The way we've structured our business is where everyone has the potential to rise up through the organization. So they might not get paid that much now, but they're in at the bottom level. Therefore, they as we grow, they are going to be probably VPs in an office at some point. And you want to, structure your business with the people to have that hope for the future, because otherwise, they'll go find another job, because people want longevity. They want to have that sense of future security and, growth. I like the pace that we currently grow is nice, because every day we're growing a little bit more. Luna, that's my dog, Luna. We're growing a little bit more, and that slow progression allows for you to feel a sense of accomplishment every day. Whereas if you just rise to the top immediately, then, the only place to go is down. And if you are in a socialist economy, your best effort is never going to get you ahead. And so you're not going to try. Probably you'll have some people that are outliers that just won't, they just are made that way to work hard. But what about the people that don't have that natural work habit? They need incentive. And we offer that incentive here, but you ask like how we got here. It's just, you start and you don't stop until you get there, and you have to have the desire, ultimately persistence, faith, that it's all going to work out in the end. You got to go above and beyond and talk to, find other people doing what you are trying to do, and mastermind is a term called, you create a mastermind group of intellectuals that you can bounce ideas off of and learn and grow. I can go on. I love talking about success principles because it's not taught in schools. They just teach you how to memorize a lot of facts and history,
right,
that is hardly useful when it comes to real world situations.
One of the points to make here is that when you were doing this, when you were coming up, you probably had to make a lot of decisions on your own. Some of them you probably regretted. Some of them you probably felt, this really worked out a whole lot more gooder than I thought it possibly could. In a socialistic setting, that would not be something you'd be allowed to do. Somebody else would be making that call for you.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't get the creative kind of like a free freedom. And that's not fun. You can't really use your own voice or your own term, like expression, or form of expression, whether it's art or music. I mean, and I guess certain people they have artists in these countries. I'm sure everybody would want to be an artist and not in a, you know, society like that, but then that's not going to make the progress too much anyways. You have to have a lot of progress so that you can take the time to create art. And when everyone's just getting by, you know, you're not hearing, I don't know. I've never lived in a situation like that. Maybe it's everything and then some, but, you know, but I just, if it was, people would be clamoring to live in those countries, not this country.
And, I mean, Venezuela is a pretty good example. I mean, in 2010, they were a giant. They were still, you know, they were beginning to take over all of the, they were a big oil nation.
Yeah.
They still have the oil. They still have the oil. They just don't, they're not, you know, they took all of the, they took all the production facilities and they didn't know what to do with them.
Well, like someone at the top is taking all that money and putting it in their own pocket. And so the lower level citizens are fighting over toilet paper in the streets right now.
Yeah.
And that's going to happen. There's always going to be corruption. There's got to be checks and balances, but there's no incentive to do the right thing because you're not going to get rewarded. You're still going to be just the same as everyone else. We strive for, you know, a unique identity, I think. We want to be new and innovative, and what's the point if you're not going to get anything out of it?
And right.
It's weird. I don't know. It's tough to say. Because then you want to just do it because it's the right thing to do. But we should be able to do that here as capitalists. If you make a bunch of money, you should give back. I feel like we give back a lot. We donate to soldiers. We donate to the homeless. We donate to testicular cancer foundations. And
to everything, like, all over the world. We're the most generous of nations out there, no doubt about it. Coming up on the first, we're coming up on the next break, so let me do a little talking, if I may be so bold, kind, sir.
Yes, yes sir.
Sheath Underwear. Sheath Underwear was a big part of getting through the class at Tactical Response. Sheath Underwear is a big part of my day, every day. It makes me more focused. You may be saying, how's that possible? That just tells me you haven't tried it yet. So you need to go to sheathunderwear.com, get the 35% off with my name, and give it a shot yourself. We'll be right back. My guest is Robert Patton. This is Lock and Load. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear, segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat, Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News.
Attorneys for Paul Manafort rested their case Tuesday without presenting any evidence or witnesses to combat the one-time campaign manager's allegations that he committed bank and tax fraud. Manafort's lead attorney, Kevin Downey, spoke briefly outside the courthouse today.
We've rested on that.
And what do you say to those who would say this makes your client look guilty?
Well, we live in the United States of America, and you're presumed innocent until proven guilty. And we believe the government cannot meet that burden.
The FBI warned banks of a serious hacking threat that could result in millions of dollars being taken out of ATMs. According to a cybersecurity firm, cyber criminals are preparing to carry out a highly choreographed global fraud scheme known as ATM cash out. What the crooks plan on doing is hacking bank and payment card processors and using clone cards at ATMs around the world to withdraw millions of dollars in mere hours. This is USA Radio News.
We work hard at being healthier.
One, two.
And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Studio. This is Lock and Load. We're talking business. We are talking business. Talking business with Robert Patton from Sheath Underwear. It seems. Do you have any concerns going forward? Seeing some of these things. I mean, we've got a bunch of. Right now it's gun businesses. A lot of gun businesses are being hit by different forms of censorship, and that's today. Which means if nothing is done to curb that, then that will continue on as there are other businesses that come available, you know, that become less favorable.
Well, like, if I were to align myself with a gun person or gun company or anything like that.
Sort of like you have here.
Yeah, I mean, but fortunately, there's a large community. I think most Americans support the Second Amendment, but there is a huge, like, very loud minority, I think, of people that are calling for, you know, removal of these types of things. So if this were to get out to the wrong people and they're like, you know, Sheath Underwear is aligning themselves with Lock and Load, they want to kill, so I'm not even going to say it, but you know what I'm saying? Like, they want people to die or whatever. And they could make us look like a horrible organization, but it is kind of scary that there's so much. I really feel like there's some crazy people, like literally insane people on the internet that just don't have their faculties correct, and they're the, like, not all the and all the time, but a lot of the chaos going on the internet is being perpetrated by these people like that you hear about with cheetah fingers in their parents' basements, just going off probably with like 5 or 10 different computers with multiple screen names, and just they have nothing better to do than spread their ideas, which are not sane and logical and for the good of the, you know, everyone. Like, this system allows everyone in it to succeed, to, you know, make a living and take care of their family. Something's going on, so it's scary because you don't know which way it's going to go, and voters is the right going to be lazy during these elections, and because we have a sitting president, usually the voter electorals, but they don't show up because we're in the winning box side this time, but if we get lazy and let the other side win with these super left, super socialistic ideas, like getting rid of ICE, our border agents, like, and that's a popular idea. Like, I don't think they even fully pay attention to what's going on. They see, like, maybe a pretty girl that they, I don't even know, but this woman, Democratic Socialist Bernie, like, I don't even know her name, I'm sorry, but she...
Ocasio-Cortez.
Yeah, her.
Yeah.
She's talking crazy talk.
Yes, she is.
So, when people are listening to her, and you know, that she's the type of person that makes you appreciate the Democratic House of Representatives leader, Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, she seems very tame in comparison, doesn't she?
Yeah, and even Clinton, Hillary Clinton, you know, she was at least for capitalism, and even though she was has a trail of dead bodies behind her and corruption beyond measure, she wouldn't try to change our entire government system.
Clinton was in it primarily for the Benjamins. She'd made a bunch of deals,
yeah.
And I mean, I'm sure she's been having to dodge the phone calls from people like the Saudis who paid her $25 million. She was definitely in it for the money, without a doubt. But then we have Ocasio-Cortez, who the thing about her, this is how shallow some of the electorate is, because they prefer what she's talking about, but she's just talking about giving everything away. The problem with that is that you got to pay for that. And there is, I mean, health care for all, or as they call that, Medicare for all. Do you know the price tag for that? For Medicare for all?
It's in the trillions, right?
$32 trillion.
Way more.
$32 trillion. $32 trillion. And, you know, that's more than our GDP. And California's already looked at this. California looked at health care for all, and they looked at it, and they were like, we can't have this. I mean, and California is a completely Democratic bastion now. And they decided they couldn't pay for it, and they backed away. And they didn't really want to back away. They still talk about it, and I think they want to sort of see the federal debate go on and everything else, but it's an untenable thing. It is untenable.
I think they want us to divert money from the military, and you know, if you can have all these wars all across the world, you can do this and that, and I think there's some validity to that, but I don't know, man. It's just, I don't see the figures. That's why we need total transparency in government. I want to see where all the money's going, from the taxpayer to the end, you know?
You would have to divert the entire GDP of the United States for 2 years to pay for this. Just for that. And that's all it would pay for. It wouldn't pay for anything else. But the problem with that, like the single payer thing, for example, which would be a gigantic confiscatory thing, they would have to tax everybody. And then when the earned income tax credit goes away, then a lot of people would be, wait a minute. But by then, you know, everything would be in place, and it'd be a moment before we could pull that back. When all that happens, right, there's just not enough money. I mean, you could take all the money of the 1%, every dime they've got 100% of what they make, and that wouldn't run the government for, I think, maybe a week. It wouldn't run the government except for a week, because the government is very expensive. So it can't go that way, because
it should be cutting expenses, not trying to add new stuff, right?
Yes. And if they, you know, one thing they could do, if they would just let us do this, I mean, we can do this with a whole bunch of other things, but like health insurance, we should be able to buy health insurance just in another state. We should be able to look around and compete for the health insurance. And, I mean, if they would just do that alone, that would be helpful. But
that would be helpful. There's so much they could do.
Yeah, right. Lots of things they could do, but, I mean...
I mean, like, showing the prices of all of the services that you're getting in the medical field, like, they keep the price in secret, you know. They make these deals with these insurance agencies. What if we just cut out the entire insurance, and well, except for catastrophic insurance? You have to pay for, you know, like, you break your arm, $50.
Right.
You know, or instead of, you don't know, and you're paying $300 a month to the vacuum of money that the insurance companies, you see more insurance commercials on television than any other type of commercial, and that's because they're taking all the money, and maybe they don't have to pay out as much. I don't know, but how do they afford all these commercials? They have way too much money.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff that I want to change with, and I think just transparency, because there's a lot of politicians getting rich while they go into at poor and they come out millionaires, like something is fishy going on up there.
Let me get you to hang on
follow
a second. Follow the money. We're coming up on the next break. Now, Sheath underwear is worn by a variety of active people, athletes, especially athletes, military people. This would have been a great thing to have in the military. Trust me. It would have been a great, great piece of clothing to have in the military. Stuff like this that accentuates your ability to be active is going to make your life better. My Dame gets you 35% off Friday at SheathUnderwear.com. Go check that out. My guest is Robert Patton. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free. Money back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon. So visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on a farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Those of you who may be, this may have occurred to some of you, but I know exactly what the lyrics are on every song that I put up there as a bump, by the way. Does Bill know what he's playing? Yeah, I know exactly what I'm playing. Exactly what I'm playing when the bumps are playing. But anyway, I digress. My guest this hour so far has been Robert Patton. We've been talking about business and everything moving forward and what he faces on a daily basis. Now, for you, you're wanting all free trade, right? Because that'll that keeps you from having to drive up your price, right?
It does.
So for you, even though you may like Trump and some of what's going on in the United States, you're sort of watching some of this other stuff a little apprehensively.
Yes, and just to clarify to your listeners, free trade, whatever, every time we import a product, we pay taxes. So, I mean, it's not like free. Every time, I'm importing from China. They make the best underwear in the world, but you have to pay a tax on that. And so it's not exactly free, I guess is what I was trying to say. I mean,
right.
And I'm totally fine with that. I want to pay my fair share to the government to keep everything running and protect us. But if it was free, like no barriers, I wouldn't complain about that either.
Now, would that be now? And I'm just curious about this. I'm genuinely curious about this. Would you still set your retail price to cover the possibility of tariffs being imposed again? Because you never know what's going to happen in the future with the next administration that comes in. Because sooner or later, we're going to have another administration. And when that happens, who knows what they're going to do? So would you set it that way so that you can, so that for your customer base, that you're not going to be jumping up and down all over the place with prices, to try to set it in a place where it's both affordable and at the same time, it's going to cover whatever you got coming up?
We would probably reduce the price a little bit. It's not that, per pair, it comes out to probably about 50 cents to a dollar per pair that we're being taxed.
Right.
So if we did drop the price, it would be about that much. But we do have to account for many things, which could be, you know, like, issues with customers where they don't get their package and we have to send a new package. And we ship all over the world, and sometimes these world wide customers, they don't get their package, and there's always something to account for: advertising, employee salaries, and giving out samples to people.
Well, I mean, your packaging. Let's just talk about your packaging, because your packaging is a fairly premium package, and you're shipping them out one package per pair. So every time, if somebody orders three pairs, that's three separate packages you've got to account for.
Yeah.
I mean, that's something you've also got to account for in all of that cost. So I get that. I've often wondered about that, to be honest with you. Nobody has better packaging, folks, than Sheath. I mean, if you're looking at, are they Ziploc tops on the top? Am I thinking right here?
Pretty much. Yeah, they're Ziploc. Yeah. They're resealable. We like our design. The flower of life. We do exude, you know, like we're very peaceful, and by nature as a company, we meditate and do yoga, you know, these types of things. But we call, I mean, you got to be like a peaceful warrior, if you will. You still got to be ready to protect yourself. And so that's the packaging kind of symbolizes some ancient knowledge about life and love and the pursuit of happiness.
Right.
There's ancient wisdom. Like, there's teachings have been around since the beginning, like the Bible and Egyptian times, where there's a way of doing things that will be successful. Ultimately, catastrophic events can, you know, like the flood and this and that, but just, you don't have to reinvent society. And as we get back on socialism, I think I took it back to socialism. It's just, you know, you take care of yourself and then you take care of those around you. And if everyone did that, if everyone, like for instance, I mowed my lawn today and I noticed my neighbor's lawn needed to be mowed and I mowed them. And I mean, it's a slight, tiny little gesture, but if everyone like kind of just helped out every now and then when you could, we wouldn't have like nearly as many issues.
Yeah, but that's taking it way back then. That's back when neighbors watched neighbors, and I don't know. I don't have an issue with that. I really don't. I saw this thing the other day. I don't know if you saw this or not, but like this woman in Alabama named Courtney Adelaide. She owns a hair company, right, for women, wigs, mm-hmm. weaves, that kind of thing. And Courtney is black.
Mm-hmm.
Her teacher, the teacher of her daughters are white, is white, mm-hmm. right? They found out that the teacher had to take the bus to go to school, had to take buses to get to school. So this woman, she's a lady of means. Her company's a $1 million company and everything else. She went out, and I mean, she didn't buy her, you know, like she bought her a Chevrolet Cruze, I think it is, one of the little Chevrolet four doors.
Mm-hmm.
Pay for it. Took her to Keys and thanked her for what she did. And just was, you know, it's just a moment of being a human. A mm-hmm. human moment, which is what you're describing, right? And it's you know, you doing that with your neighbors, that selfless moment where you get out there and you do something for somebody else because you can.
Uh-huh.
Plus, first things first, that wouldn't happen without capitalism, would it? Because you wouldn't be able to do that.
No, you wouldn't have the means. Can't get what you don't have.
Yep.
But like Bezos, Jeff Bezos, I do business with him, we sell on Amazon, but he's got so much money, I feel like, I think there maybe could be a cap on capitalism. You know, when you reach 100 billion, maybe you've got to donate the rest, but to each his own, I think. But if he like gave more to people in need, or I don't know what he could do, but if we all did what we could, we would get along much better as a society.
I have to agree. You know, with
yeah, I mean, another quick story, it doesn't matter, but like my neighbor's car was unblocked, and he's telling me, you know, all he needed was $150 to buy this part to get his car started. And I mean, he's a proud man. He's not going to ask me for money, but And I didn't even tell him. I just went and, like, put it in his driver's seat. It said, like, kind of secret. And, I mean, he knew I gave it to him because whatever, but because he called and thanked me. But, like, again, just when you, if you have the means, it feels good. I love doing that. I felt great all day. And, you know, for, you know, $150, I get to feel good about myself, you know. And so people should try it. I mean, instead of trying to hoard all their money, but we all live in debt. I mean, most of Americans live in debt. It's hard out there. So I get it. But you got to work like an immigrant. Sorry, does that sound bad? Like, if somebody really wants it, you know, like, they come here and they work 18-hour days for 10 years and save every penny so they can buy a business started and get their future family members a better life, where we're not willing, a lot of us, to sacrifice. I've been a couple of years, you know, of luxury to get ahead. And so that's what I mean by work like an immigrant. You know, don't be so spoiled. And I mean, I grew up here too, you know, so I get it. It's the mentality. And then there's books out there that they don't teach about in school, but that teach you this work ethic that you need to put yourself in a position where you can help people. It feels great. Yep. So
this turned. We're about to run out of time. That turned into a very inspirational thing. Thank you for that. So
you're very welcome.
SheathUnderwear.com. This is the kind of guy running the company. This is why I like him being part of my sponsors list, and you can be a part of it by going to SheathUnderwear.com using my name. Ladies and gentlemen can do this. 35% off with my name. You should try it. You'll like it. Thank you for showing up, sir.
Thank you, Liv. Thank you, Bill. Soon.
Yes, sir. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.